Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Wes Madden with Madden Real Estate in Fairbanks, Alaska. Last year, he closed 579 transactions with a total sales volume of $133 million and a GCI of $3.8 million. His average sales price was $230,000, of which 42% were buyers and 58% were sellers. He has a 36-member team, 13 buyer specialists, 5 listing partners, 2 inside sales agents, 1 REO specialist, 4 escrow coordinators, 1 listing coordinator, 4 virtual assistants, 1 director of operations, 1 executive assistant, 2 directors of first impression, 1 bookkeeper, 1 field coordinator, and 1 team leader. Wes Madden is the team leader of the Madden Real Estate team. He's been an agent for 10 years and sold almost 4,000 homes worth $850 million in his career. In this call, Wes talks about selling 75 homes his first full year by being determined and disciplined, handing out 500 business cards his first month, piloting a Black Hawk helicopter for the Army before starting his real estate career, how he started by helping military personnel buy and sell homes, and how you can work with these folks if you live near a military base, getting a coach his first 6 months in the business, wanting to create a scalable, sellable real estate business from the beginning, developing a 25% market share, the simple marketing plan he uses to get 60% of his business by repeating referrals from past clients and sphere of influence, by creating an army of referral machines, the Buy It Local coupon program, how he ranks high in the search engines and gets free SEO traffic and leads, which companies he uses for paid PPC internet lead generation, including the conversion rates and the return on investment numbers, how he creates mass market awareness and direct sales with radio and TV ads, and the power of the celebrity endorsement, why he surrounds himself with experts, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Wes.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Hey, Wes, it's great to have you here. Wes, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Well, before I got into real estate, I actually was a Army aeromedical evacuation pilot. I flew Black Hawk helicopters and got to go rescue hurt and sick people. We performed that mission all throughout Alaska, so I really kind of had a dream job performing rescues all over Alaska and using my training and the skills that I had brought with me and learned in my air crew and the helicopter to be able to help people, and then later use that during the global war on terrorism over in Afghanistan. So it was really a dream job. I ended up getting out the military I took a medical retirement after 6.5 years. And, you know, like so many other people, kind of fell into real estate. I got my real estate license, and while I was transitioning, and kind of got into it. And next thing I knew, I was like, I could maybe be kind of good at this. And so the rest is kind of history.
So as you were making the transition out of the military, did someone mention real estate? Did you know someone in real estate? Why did you go that direction?
You know, when I was in college, I worked for a real estate investor in Lincoln, Nebraska. I went to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and there was literally a job that was posted in the classified ad section that said, manual labor, need a truck, and had a number. And I was like, I can do manual labor. I was a farm kid from, you know, rural Nebraska. And I had a truck, so I called it and ended up being a project manager for a real estate investor who was flipping houses before that was a TV show. So I got to see him, you know, buy repos. I'd go to the house and kind of estimate what it would cost to renovate and fix these things up. And I'd see him flip the home for a profit, and it was exciting. I enjoyed it. So that's what I thought real estate was. So, I mean, when I got out, I got my real estate license mostly because I was in the military, so I got to hear all the horror stories that everybody had when they moved up here and were really getting underserved. It just seemed like a lot of the horror stories, and I didn't know anything about real estate. It just seemed like if the agent was just maybe better trained or more confident, you know, that the experience could have turned out different. So I thought, you know, if I could just do a good job, I would probably do well. And if I did a great job, I can do outstanding.
Was your first group of clients the folks you knew in the military?
Yeah, I literally walked around and I just handed out cards. I think I handed out 500 cards in this, you know, in a month, and just told everybody about what I was doing. I had gotten my MBA while I was in the military. The Army was nice enough to pay for that, and so I knew I was getting into business. I didn't know what kind of business. It just seemed like real estate was natural, since it seemed like there was a need in my market. So I was in a target-rich environment. I mean, I'm looking around, and I'm going, okay, these guys are all leaving. I got new guys coming up. I just felt like I had an opportunity there where I should probably at least roll my sleeves up and, you know, see what that side of the real estate business was like. You know, I hadn't, like, helped clients before, but I'd been in real estate, but not from that perspective. So, and I quickly took to it because it was fun helping people. I love helping people.
That first year in real estate, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Fast start. I sold, I think, first full year of real estate, I think I sold 75 houses. So I was,
wow.
I didn't even really know what I was doing. You know, my listing presentation was pretty much like, you know, I don't have a website. I don't have, I don't have a lot of marketing. I really don't know what I'm doing, but I'm really aggressive and I want to work really hard for you. And people were like, sounds good. And they were giving me their listing. So I was kind of winning people over with enthusiasm and charisma. And so about 6 months into it, I said, you know what, I need a coach. So when the listeners are listening to podcasts like this, they're listening to what maybe successful people do. And that's all I did. And they, you know, and most of the successful people that I was listening to or reading about or following, they all had coaches. So I said, well, I should probably get a coach. So I got a coach really early, and I just did what he told me to do. You know, getting coaching early on was really important for my career and set me off on the path of success, because I had, you know, the basics were ingrained in me. It's just kind of how I work anyways, as an athlete, as a military guy, you know, that whole pay attention, you know, be absolutely fantastic at the basics, you know, and everything else is, you know, really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, everything else kind of comes with that. So they set me on, you know, my early coaches really set me on a path for success, I feel. And in my attitude of just humbly implementing was a big deal.
Who was your first coach?
First coach was Don Cunningham. Don's a great guy. I believe his company's name is Fidelity Coaching now. At the time, he was coaching with Dirk Zeller. He was partners with Dirk at Real Estate Champions. And Don and I are close friends still today. And as with Dirk and coached with John Gualtieri as well in between there. And then finally with Bob Corcoran. I ended up linking up with Bob Corcoran when I had grown the team. Bob had kind of specialized in team coaching, and by the time I had admin and salespeople under me, and I was completely drowning and out of control, that's when I hired Bob, and we implemented systems, and he really taught me how to become a CEO of my business, and that's when we really started on an accelerated growth period with our company.
How long have you been in the business?
I guess June was my 10th year in the business.
You sold 75 homes your first full year. How many homes did you sell last year?
Last year we had 579 clients served. So this year we're going to be hitting our 4,000th transaction, I guess you could say, which we're pretty excited about. It's a big milestone for us, and a little over $800 million in sales volume. So it's exciting. It's a big year. You know, I think sometimes you don't stop and kind of reflect back on some of your accomplishments. I had to, you know, we just got awarded the the local newspaper's Reader's Choice Award, number one brokerage and top realtor, right? And I don't, you know, and I had to tell the people, we've been on top for so long that I had to tell people, just stop and just like really think about this. You know, these are the readers, the people, the, you know, our clients are out there, and they, you know, they took time out of their day to go fill out a questionnaire and check the box behind, you know, beside our name. They felt compelled to do that without us asking. So it's pretty humbling, you know, recognition, even though we've gotten it multiple years in a row.
800 million in volume. You're almost to the $1 billion mark.
I know it. Yeah. It's, I wish that translated to my bank account, but I don't know. It's, yeah, it's a lot, man. It really is a lot. You know, you get into that, I feel like, I don't know. I think when I got into real, you know, a lot of people have asked me, they said, did you ever think when you got into business that you'd be where you are now? And I'm like, you know, it's kind of weird, but I was like, yeah, I mean, I did. I kind of set out, I wanted to run a business. I just didn't know the how. I knew what I wanted, but I just didn't know how. And, you know, and so that's where the coaching and the, you know, the podcasts like this and the books that are out there. I mean, the game plan's out there now. There's so much information out there available for folks to help grow their businesses. I mean, you need to start first with what is it that you want and why do you want that? And then, you know, there's enough information out there for you to figure out the how, that's for sure.
You said that in the beginning you had a vision of what you wanted. How clear was that vision and what did that vision look like? Did you just think, I want to run my own show, I want to have a successful business, or did you have specifics and particulars?
I thought I had a business plan. I thought I had, you know, my goals clearly laid out. With, you know, the Erlen coaching moments, you know, we actually sat down and came up with, you know, we crafted a vision statement, you know, a mission statement. We identified core values for my company. I mean, if you're, you know, you kind of have to start thinking like you're the company that you aspire to become. And a lot of those things are key pieces to creating that. And really getting your mindset correct, if that is what you want to do. Now, if anyone's listening and they love selling real estate and serving clients, there's not, you know, like there's nothing wrong with that either. I mean, I can see the attraction for some people to real estate, as far as being able to client interaction, being able to help people through what is arguably one of the most stressful things in their lives. That's a special event. It's a special thing to be a part of. But for me, I really wanted a business. I really want to create a business. I felt like this was a business that I could be really good at. I felt like it's a business that's rapidly changing. I felt like it was a business that it wasn't a one-size-fits-all business. I mean, there are so many models out there. I love just like cracking the code that works for our market, works for our region, works for our people, works for our, you know, who we have on the team at this time. So yeah, I really wanted to be the CEO of my own business and build a sellable business.
Do you believe that your business will be sellable?
Yes, I do. I mean, when I started into real estate, it's easy to start out and, you know, we're very, I don't want to say, image-centric. You know, you get into it and you think, well, I need to market myself because that's what I have to sell is myself. And so, you know, you see a lot of agents out there doing image, you know, engaging in image advertising and marketing, and it's all about me, as opposed to, you know, what does the client get out of it, you know? So I think, like, from a client perspective, when they're looking at the noise of agents out there, it's just a lot of image advertising. It's just not very effective. So I think looking at it and going, how can I create something here that solves the challenges for clients, or how do I bring some peace to clients when they perceive to be going through something painful? How do I alleviate the pain? You know, so always kind of keeping that in mind, building the model around that. How do I alleviate those things that the client is feeling or thinking they're feeling?
Last year, you sold 579 homes. Do you recall the sales volume?
It was just over 133 million, I believe. So we're not the highest, you know, and the majority of that occurred in Fairbanks. So, you know, average sales price is around 230, you know, and I know that, so from a units perspective, you know, it's definitely high, the volume perspective, you know, nationally, there's definitely some higher sales price markets out there.
Do you recall your GCI last year?
This audio clip is from Success Calls,
on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.